St. Vincent Electricity Services Limited, VINLEC, has taken a decision to decommission the pipeline serving the Cumberland 3 hydropower station. The Cumberland station, commissioned in 1986, is one of three stations operated by VINLEC in the Spring Village area. Chief Executive Officer of VINLEC, Dr. Vaughn Lewis, said the decision to decommission the hydro plant follows engineering assessments that considered safety, social, and environmental factors.
Well, the Cumberland hydro power system is comprised of three power stations. We call them Cumberland 1, Cumberland 2, and Cumberland 3. They're a cascade, so we have intakes that feed at the highest altitude Cumberland 1 power station, which is the largest power station. And then the outflow from Cumberland 1 feeds into Cumberland 2, which is the second largest power station. And the outflow from Cumberland 2 feeds into Cumberland 3. And Cumberland 3 is the power station that is most visible for persons heading on the leeward side. As you cross the bridge into the Spring Village area, you would see the large pipeline come down. And as you drive towards more the Cumberland Bay and you look to your left, you will see the Cumberland hydropower station. So we are shutting down the generators at the power station, but we are not shutting down the power station.
Lewis said another factor is that the pipeline presents a danger to occupants in the event of a catastrophic pipeline failure.
The reason we are shutting down those generators is primarily due to the pipeline. So the pipeline that feeds Cumberland 3 originates from Cumberland 2, which is above the Spring Village area. And that pipeline runs close to quite a few residents in the village that's expanding. And we have assessed it over a period of years, and we have determined that it is becoming a safety risk to the people. We also held a town hall meeting with the people to hear their concerns about the pipeline. And after much consideration, we considered the safety implications if there is a pipeline blowout. And there could be a pipeline blowout for various reasons. There's another issue, a potential health issue, where the pipeline is made of wood. It's made of what we call wood staves. And the replacement of wood staves, new wood staves, they are treated because they have to last a couple of decades. So apart from the potential safety implications of the pipeline blowing out, replacing the pipeline, which is basically towards the end of its life, the odor of the wood would affect the persons who are living close to the pipeline.
The VINLEC CEO also indicated that the station will remain open as it provides other essential services.
In fact, we run 4 hydropower stations currently from that location, because at Cumberland 3, we run remotely Cumberland 1, Cumberland 2, and we also run the Richmond Power Station remotely from that location. So when we talk about shutting down the generators, we are shutting down the generators there, but the operators at that location, they will remain, as well as the supervisors, the storage facilities, the other pipeline staff that work from that location. All of that would remain, but it's the generators that we are shutting down. We looked at alternatives of alternative materials, and nothing is cost effective. It's cheaper to build solar farms than to replace that pipeline.
Chief Executive Officer of VINLEC, Dr. Vaughn Lewis. He gave the assurance that the decommissioning of the Cumberland 3 hydropower station will not affect the reliability of electricity supply in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And the company continues to advance several renewable energy projects to ensure continued progress towards sustainability. With today's special report, I am Gilon Burnett Brown.